Hi there, this is John Falola. Thank you for joining me on today's broadcast of Startup Nation World. So, on today's discussion, we'll be talking about cost-effective governance. So, this is a global topic. I'll be comparing first world nations to third world nations. I'll be comparing those nations that have been able to overcome the initial that third world nations usually have. So to start with, is to start with the story of Dubai. You know, based on the history, we realize that Dubai's transformation journey started about 50 to 60 years ago. And a supposed desert land that was not a hub of commerce, you know, but was known to always, you know, be was a hub of commerce, but was not known to be a very wealthy, you know, zone up until when oil was discovered. And when oil was discovered, they were able to translate it into, you know, judicious use, and ensuring that they have so much to use for the development of infrastructure, of the visions that they have. So the point that one will begin to question the fact that it's not the same oil so many other nations sell to the world. You know, they've been able to make sure that every citizen is taken care of. They've also been able to make sure that their nation has become a center of attraction for healthcare, for tourism, for different things entirely. So it is very, very effective for us to realize that one of the greatest things that you want to ensure in life is cost effectiveness. Even in the life of an individual, in the life of a business, it is very important, because we live in a world where there are two ways to be profitable. Is either you are cost effective or you are cost effective. Because even when you are making a lot of profit and you don't cut cost, it gets to a point whereby your excesses in terms of cost might eat up into your profit, and might even be bigger than your profit, that, you know, it swallows the profitability of your business. The same thing applies to nations. You know, the production index or economic indices as to the fact that Committee of Nations are expected to exchange commodities and trade. That's how the world is structured. So, in the absence of, you know, commensurate commodities in the committee of nations to be that is needed across the world, you will find yourself, you know, having a very bad currency, having a very bad economic indices, because the economics of the world is built around being able to take care of your own consumption need and you being able to export enough to others that need it across the world. It's as simple as that. And the way I believe that the entire earth is structured, we all need each other. So there will always be gaps here and there, commodities that is needed there, that would be exchanging hands from time, different times. All you just need to have in place as an underdeveloped nation or developing nation is to ensure that you have a very solid handshake with all nations that are your trade partners across the world. And for most of the first world nations today, they've been able to put people first, put infrastructure first, put quality of lives, you know, at the forefront of all their visionary thinking. So it's quite important for us to realize that in so many nations of the world where they are indebted in terms of loans, the real issue is not about every nation in the US. They are debating debt ceiling. Most nations in the world are indebted. I have a as in a pie chart that shares, that explains the indebtedness of so many parts of the world. So many nations in the world are even owing the US. Are owing, different nations are owing different nations. But I realized something that's very, very powerful was the fact that cost effectiveness is important, even when you have abundance, even when you have little or nothing. The culture of buying only what you need, or focusing on the things that are essential before you focus on the luxury of life, is very important, especially in the national setting, just to ensure that people don't, you know, leave millions of lives or millions of people to chance as a result of carelessness, and expose others to a life of uncertainty by virtue of the fact that they didn't make sound decisions. So there will always be money around the world to be utilized for nation building purposes. But the truth about it is this: money responds to nations that respect it, nations that use it optimally for profitability and impact on others. So nobody would see a nation that has the right policies that allows people thrive and want to make investments in those nations. No right thinking person who has capacity to make such an investment will think twice. So across the world, we've seen a wave. COVID taught the whole world a lesson. You know, even those that have fantastic healthcare system lost a lot of people, and we began to reimagine how we need to build healthcare systems to the point that communities around us are well taken care of. And we don't have to wait for a pandemic for us to understand that there's a need for value for human lives. There's need for us to be able to cater for the domestic needs of solid healthcare, and that comes from cost effectiveness, channeling the excesses that we have into very important areas of our life: healthcare, education, anything that has to do with economic impact, ensuring that trade and business is running smooth. Then infrastructure is equally important, you know, and ensuring that people can have confidence in the quality of savings that is in the treasury of a nation. You know, there are two ways to ensure that your currency is solid. If you have a sovereign fund that is well insured or probably well saved, or you have a lot of commodities that you export that fetches you enough foreign currencies against your currency. That is the honest truth. So the best of nations are those who practice the principle of always saving for the rainy day, and those are the guys that have most potent currencies across the world. People don't wait for rainy day to come, they're always prepared like the Boy Scouts. So with that being said, even in our own part of the world, in Nigeria for instance, there's been a clarion call for there to review. I really do believe that in most African countries where our politicians are earning more than First World Nation, I think it's an anomaly. You know, our nation or our economy is not even as big as a First World Nation, and a particular, you know, set of people that are meant to serve the people are earning more than those that are in a developed nation. You know, it needs to be reviewed though. It shows that we have a misplaced priority. That being said, if you want to listen to the truth, that's all I have to say. We also need to understand that any nation that doesn't put people first will have saboteurs, people that would sabotage, you know, people that would be sellouts, people that would not care about the general well-being of others. And any nation that puts people first, you will see the rise of patriots, people that would defend the flag, defend the sovereignty, and defend, you know, the well-being of the nation at any given time. This is very instrumental for any nation that would thrive at this time. So being cost effective with our in our political thinking or political views is very, very important for this time. Aside from being cost effective, channeling our resources to the ratio that is needed is equally important. So I just wanted to let you know that with this few points of mine, I hope you've been able to realize that it matters for us all to be able to build businesses that matter. Build nations that matter, make nations that cater for others. And cost effectiveness in governance also affects businesses. So businesses that have cost effectiveness issue, whereby there's no good use of their resources, they would always go bankrupt. So all of this equally applies to businesses, applies to individuals. So if you manage your life like a nation, you can never run down. If you manage your business like a nation, you can never run down. If you manage your nation like your life depends on it, you can never run down. So I'll leave you with these few words. Remember, I said any nation that puts people first would always have patriots. Any nation that puts people last will have saboteurs. So peace and love.